This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From New York City, the only city in America, it's the show that invented news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Michelle Wolf.
Welcome to The Daily Show. I'm Michelle Wolf. Yes, I am back here at The Daily Show after 6 years away, mostly because the show has a new HR person. So I'm now allowed back in the building again. We've got all the headlines today, all the major headlines, everything everyone's talking about, everything that happened this weekend. We're going to talk about it right here, right now. You guys, I'm so excited because we're covering all the stories that are important to us as people and humans. So let's get into the headlines. Right, the first thing on everyone's mind. Let's kick things off with our old friend, hashtag MeToo. Remember her? Yeah. Last year, New York passed a new law that gave people a 1-year window to file lawsuits for sexual assault that otherwise would have been past the statute of limitations. Last weekend was the deadline, and boy, did the lawsuits come rolling in.
The mayor of New York is accused of sexually assaulting a woman 30 years ago. In a new court filing, the woman alleges she was sexually assaulted by defendant Eric Adams in 1993. The woman filed her claim just before the midnight expiration of New York's Adult Survivors Act. The temporary law signed last year by Governor Kathy Hochul allows adult sexual misconduct accusers to file lawsuits that previously would have been barred by the statute of limitations. And in the past week, Jamie Foxx, Guns N' Roses frontman Axl Rose, and Sean Diddy Combs also faced Adult Survivors Act lawsuits. Foxx and Rose denied the allegations. Combs also denied, then settled.
Now look, obviously a lawsuit is not proof of anything, but Diddy did settle pretty quickly. I mean, one day later, he was signing that check like, I strongly deny any allegations against me. 30 million, there you go. Also, please don't kill me, Diddy. I know, your list is long. It's long. I'll go at the end. All these lawsuits, they popped up over the weekend just before the deadline. So, congrats, creeps. If you didn't get a lawsuit this weekend, you're in the clear. You go grab that titty. You earned it. Grab two. Both handfuls. Get in there. I'm back for a reason, guys. Isn't sexual assault fun? a deadline for rape victims. You know, right after Thanksgiving, too. Makes me feel a little like the greasiest Black Friday email ever. Act fast. You only have 2 hours to get justice for the worst day of your life. File a lawsuit today and receive a free tote. Now let's move on to some news for the shorties and the fatties, which is something I can't say anymore thanks to a new law passed in New York City.
A new law that bans discrimination based on a person's weight and height went into effect last week. Mayor Adams signed the legislation 6 months ago. The law adds height and weight to characteristics that are protected from discrimination when it comes to housing and jobs. Other issues involve age, race, gender, religion, and sexual orientation, also characteristics protected by law.
That's right. New York City is banning discrimination based on height and weight. So congrats on your mama finally be able to rent that apartment. In all seriousness, this morning, in compliance with this law, Coney Island officially removed all those signs that say you must be this tall in order to ride the roller coaster. And shortly after, 50 short kings died after riding the cyclone. They fell right out. They fell right out. It was a field trip. I laughed at that joke for so long when we were writing it. Just a bunch of little people falling out of a... Too long? More. Just too bad that there's no good way to share this news that the people that it's meant to protect. You know, like, hey, John, good news. You can't discriminate based on height or weight anymore.
Why are you telling me that?
No reason. Just spread the news, little guy. I mean, big guy. I mean... Let's move on to some international news, some very important international news. A scandal out of Great Britain. Apparently, there's this law that's been on the books since medieval times in some areas of the country. If you die, you don't have a will, all your shit goes to this guy. Yeah, that's right. Wrong hand, this guy. It's backwards. The King of England gets your stuff, your house, your books, those little soccer trophies. I'm sorry, football topsies or whatever you call them. And I know this sounds bad, but this is not a scandal. Great Britain is stealing from English people instead of Africans. I call that progress. Guys, who left that Trevor joke here? Come on, that joke was for Trevor. A new study found that exposure to cosmic radiation could cause astronauts to suffer erectile dysfunction even after they returned to Earth. Which finally explains why Neil Armstrong's second sentence on the moon was, I swear this never happened. And they say what causes this is cosmic rays, but what if it's just the awe-inspiring experience of being in space, you know? After that, you're having sex with someone and you're like, yeah, I've seen the cosmos fall away before me like a glittering sea of infinity. So sorry if your vagina just doesn't do it for me anymore. Or, to be inclusive, I've seen the cosmos fall away before me like a glittering sea of infinity. So sorry if your butthole doesn't do it for me anymore. We care. Here at The Daily Show, we care. For more on the space race, we go live to NASA headquarters with our very own Michael Costa. Now, Michael, this is some shocking news.
It's devastating, Michelle. It's why I've made the difficult decision to not be an astronaut. And it's too bad because I was just a couple of YouTube videos away from learning math.
But Michael, space travel is one of humanity's greatest technological accomplishments, after the Japanese toilet, of course.
Of course.
It's a hot seat. What are we talking about? Isn't planting the flag on the moon worth a little bit of a limp dick?
Unfortunately, no. Yeah. The fact is, space dick is a life or death issue for our planet. See, if science fiction has taught us anything, it's that most of the time you spend in space, you're having sex with hot aliens. That's how we prove to them that humanity is worth saving. But what if an alien queen takes me to the bedroom and I can't perform? Earth gets vaporized just because I couldn't blast off into her Milky Way? We can't take that risk.
Michael, I don't think that's how real space works.
Well, which one of us was almost an astronaut, Michelle?
Neither one of us. So what are you saying? We can't go to space anymore because you want to protect your boner?
Of course I'm not saying that. I mean, it's humanity's destiny to explore the galaxy and harvest its resources so we can keep building iPhones. No, Michelle, now is the time for us to come together as a planet and devote all of our collective scientific knowledge to keeping our astronauts rock hard, okay? Whatever it takes, space Viagra, paint a nipple on the moon so it looks like a boob. And if nothing else works, let's try sending teenage boys up there. Space conditions won't stop those boners any more than my grandmother's funeral did.
Thanks, Michael. Michael Costa, everybody. When we come back, I find out how white New Yorkers can be, so don't go away.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. You might be surprised to hear this, but I'm a white woman. It's true. And this week, I hit the streets to ask my fellow white women, what's the whitest woman thing they've ever done?
White women get a bad rap, and I'm out here on the streets of New York to ask, should we?
What do you think is the most white woman thing you've done?
Oh, maybe go get a pumpkin spice latte at Starbucks.
Having a spa day.
And bought some bell-bottom yoga pants from Aloe because I saw them on another white girl.
What were they, like 150?
Yeah.
About 150.
Sometimes I'll walk around when I'm in a really bad mood and imagine I'm Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah, you have your own little Sex in the City moment.
I was invited to an Indian wedding. I got the outfits. I went to the wedding. It was amazing.
Yeah.
After the wedding, I didn't know how to clean it, so I took it to the dry cleaners, and they tried to charge me like $400 for this like beautiful garment to be cleaned. And I just started fighting with them, trying to tell them like it's really like kind of rude and racist that you're charging me this much to like clean this garment.
Right.
So I call my Indian friends like, "Wouldn't you be so proud of me?" They're just like hysterically laughing, being like, "We've been trying to tell them this for 100 years, and you thought that one time you could go and convince the whole like dry cleaning industry."
You were trying to be the dry cleaning savior.
Yes, I was.
Who is your black icon?
I'm gonna go with Oprah. She was my first.
Oprah.
Michelle Obama.
Naomi Watts.
Oh, Naomi Watts. Okay.
But more than that. Not just because she's a supermodel, but I don't know. Living here and that kind
Naomi
of.
Naomi Campbell?
Oh, did I say Watts?
Yeah.
I like her too.
Have you ever been in a situation where you have been like, I gotta go because I'm like, my Karen's like right here? Uh-huh. And you're like, I don't want to
let her out.
Yeah.
I've certainly felt the rage of what a Karen must feel.
I was at Trader Joe's and I went up to the lady and I said, can I have flowers? And she said, I'm talking to someone, sorry. And I said, okay, well, I'll sit here till you're ready because I need you to help me pick out a bouquet. And she goes, I'm talking to my friend, sorry. And that was when I was kind of like, people suck at their jobs.
Right. When that happened, did you say anything to her? Did you say like,
I never do this. I went to her manager and I said, she needs serious training again.
Or do you ever feel like you're about to be a Karen?
If there's an opposite of Karen, that might be me, but I don't know. I hope.
Whoa. Yeah. What would you name the opposite of a Karen?
Ooh. How about Scarlet?
A Scarlet.
Do you know what I mean? Where every day is a dream, and we can try this and we can try that. No judgment.
Yeah. I love that. A Scarlet.
I'm going to be a Scarlet today.
Do you feel that only women can Karen, or do you think men can Karen as
men
well?
Men Karen all the time. They just don't. It's like, of course, it's allowed.
What do you see men doing when they Karen?
Men get a little temper tantrumy.
And it goes their way, right?
And it goes their way. Yeah. It's easy. And then no one blinks an eye. It's like, oh, yeah, he's speaking his mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when women Karen, they're just...
Yeah, bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the last thing you cried to get out of?
Maybe work a long time ago? I don't know. Maybe when I worked at Starbucks?
Are white women to blame?
I think we are part of the problem. I think we're a big part of the problem.
I mean, if we look to, like, 2016 and the election numbers there, like, white women were a big part of the problem.
I think 2020, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just those numbers don't bode well for us.
So should we maybe not be able to vote?
No, definitely we need to vote. Yeah. I'm, like, upset when people don't vote. I'm like, this is... We fought for this, and then I have to remember, like, not everybody got to vote at the same time as white women did.
When you hear people don't vote, what do you say to them? Do you have, like, a you should vote pitch or anything like that?
I ask them if they pay taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you like the roads, the sidewalks you live on? Mm-hmm. Do you like trash on the street? Like,
you might lecture a little bit.
Yes, definitely.
What do you think is the best part about being white?
I don't usually think about... Maybe because I'm from Russia.
Do you think maybe not having to think about being white is the good part about being white?
Certainly.
I did it. I proved white women are not a monolith. There's a whole range on the Karen Scarlet spectrum. After meeting with so many white women with diverse viewpoints, I realized there was one thing we all have in common.
I'll dance anything.
I do like to dance after like one or two drinks.
Every day I do something called Madonna dance.
We'll dance whenever, wherever.
I could do the worm.
When we come back, Eric Andre will be joining me on the show, so don't go away.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is an actor and comedian who is currently on tour. He also co-authored a new book about the making of the Eric Andre Show called Dumb Ideas. Please welcome Eric Andre! Big fan. I feel like I'm
a big fan of you.
Oh, well, thank you.
And your whole lifestyle, your whole Spanish lifestyle.
I have a very international lifestyle.
It's incredible.
I do. Yeah. And you would like to be an international body as well.
You got to get me over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to get me over there.
We both would love to leave America.
Yeah.
And
it's very scary here. Every day is Halloween.
Yeah. You know, but what, I mean, what do you have to be worried about in America as someone that is...
so devilishly handsome.
Because yeah, I'm just a study abroad, you know? Like, yeah. I'm just going for the ceviche.
Well, I want the ceviche, too. I, you know, there's a lot of guns here. It's like the Wild West.
There's a lot of guns.
I want kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Not guns. Yeah. In algebra class.
Yeah, that's, so. Yeah, it feels weird to do,
Are we at the end? Is this the end of, Act Three of America?
I mean, I kind of like to think so.
You'd yeah. like to think so? Yeah. It brings me great stress.
Because then it means something new will come, you know?
Uh-huh.
You know, out of the
ashes. The apocalypse.
Out of the ashes will rise China.
And, okay. Great. And there's no problems over there.
You know, no problems over there. And yeah, I agree. I was in an airport the other day and I was through security and I was like, huh, we're safe. Because there's no guns through security.
Oh, in Spain?
No, in America.
Here.
I was thinking about it in America.
No, they sneak in guns all the time.
Well, where am I supposed to feel safe?
No, nowhere. The TSA, they're not the sharpest group. And they're no disrespect to all the TSA agents out
all
there.
All the hardworking, underpaid TSA agents.
But, like, you know, stuff sneaks in.
Yeah. Have you snuck anything?
I sneak, yeah. Every time I'm at the airport, sneaking in a ton of weapons.
Yeah.
I'm armed to the teeth.
Yeah.
I can't say I'm going to the airport right now. You got me on a no-fly list.
I often bring in that, you know, the stick that has the ball with the spikes on the end.
Oh, like a cat of nine tails?
Yeah.
Like a medieval?
Yeah.
Like a, that's
I
kinky.
I bring that. Yeah.
That's kind of good.
I just like to see if I can get it through.
Yeah. Challenge the TSA.
Yeah, yeah.
I encourage all of you to challenge the TSA. Make them work for it.
What's the worst that can happen?
What's the worst that could happen?
What's the worst?
Just try it.
Yeah. Well, so that's you do pranks.
I do pranks.
Did you feel like writing this book was a prank on yourself?
Yeah. I'm not a book writer. I'm not a book reader. The last book I read was Where's Waldo? So
did you find him?
And I never found him. And that's why I stopped. Yeah. I never know. It's a lot of work. It's a tremendous amount of work. And, you know.
Yeah, it's
This is just work, but this is, you just go, blah, 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 TSA, blah, blah. This is like,
and it's done. We have a deadline.
Yeah.
We had to have this written and out here and
yep.
This I feel like this is something that agents love to push. You got to write a book.
Why?
Come on, man, you gotta write a book.
Why? What do they want from me?
I feel like there's also no money in books.
No.
I don't know what they're...
No! You know how much we made so far? 70 pesos.
70 pesos.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not going to get you very far in Spain.
That won't get us very far.
It will
far
get
in
you farther than it would in America.
Yes. Yes.
So, you
ask me anything.
I'm
an open book. I'm spread eagle under the table right now. That's how comfortable I am.
You like to transform yourself for your roles. Let's talk about.
I got head to toe Filipino surgery, plastic surgery. Yeah. And I completely changed my race
did
and
you,
nationality. No,
did
I
you gained show what, a picture of which Filipino you'd like to look like?
Yeah, I showed Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
So I could pull out of my.
I was trying to remember the Filipino boxer. Like I couldn't the name. I was like, I'm gonna
you
name the wrong
up
person.
For me. No, that was good.
And it's gonna be very racist.
Yes, I've gained. I got gaunt one season. I tried to look like McConaughey in Dallas Buyers Club, and that was bad. And then I got as like big and plump as I could. I wanted to look like Red Fox Drowned or something.
Yeah.
And then I got shredded. I got ripped like Dwayne the Rock Johnson for one season. And then it all went to shit. Then I went to Portugal right after I got ripped, which took me like half a year. And I just drank my weight in wine and it all went back. Now I look like a beautiful female orangutan with like bellowing breasts, like D cup, yeah. Pendulous
wow.
Orangutan breasts.
You really paint a picture.
Yeah.
I can see why you're an auteur.
Yeah.
You're away with prose. did you enjoy or
getting fat is the best.
I was gonna say that has to be
the best. You do get depressed after a while, but I was eating melted ice cream, peanut butter jelly sandwiches, and pizza every night.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Then you keep looking in the mirror and it's fun at first. You're like, wow, it's crazy. I look gnarly. And then you get really depressed. I also got rid of all my body hair that season.
Oh, so you didn't really see it all.
Yeah. I wax my pubic hair, I shave my head. Because the previous season, I didn't brush my hair all year, and I didn't wear deodorant the whole time, and I grew out my fingernails like Freddy Krueger. So I was trying to do like the opposite of what I did the previous season.
How long did your fingernails get?
They got pretty bad, and my girlfriend at the time was not happy.
Yeah. But what about all the back scratches you could give her?
There's not a lot of back scratches. It was hard. Intimacy was difficult.
Yeah.
Nails at that
level. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just have trouble opening like cans of soda with nails.
Yeah.
So I imagine intimacy is also
intimacy
difficult.
It's a challenge. It's not easy. And I stunk that year. I didn't wash my outfit, my wardrobe. I would like run circles in it and sweat into it. I didn't wash it for a whole year. And I didn't wear deodorant for the whole year. I was tough to date.
That sounds.
Yeah. Yeah. I was gnarly. I was Oscar the Grouch.
Yeah. That sounds, a lot.
It's kind of unnecessary too. Like you can't smell me through the television. It was just to freak out the guests.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
You can't smell you through the television.
Not yet.
No.
Not yet.
No. I mean, hopefully someday.
Soon. Very
someday.
Soon.
I did the guests like gag when they smelled you? Or
yeah, they would. They would. I remember. I interviewed Amber Rose and she came out and hugged me and she goes, "You need to wash yourself." It was repulsive. It was repulsive. It was bad.
That's and she's worked at strip clubs.
Yeah, so. She smelled many a body odor and that tickled her, tickled her nostrils.
This is.
Have we started filming or is this like a, is this a rehearsal and then I come back tomorrow? Thank you.
I think we're filming, and I just, you know, as we keep going, I remember how much I'm terrible at interviews.
No, what are you talking about?
Really, like,
you're great.
Like
you're very confident. Why are you so confident?
Why am I so confident?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, my big dick. Keep rolling over with the legs of this chair, you know?
Ouchie!
When it's that long, you lose feeling, right? Am I right? Am I right? Yeah. Mm. No, I've got, I feel like this is why I don't have a podcast, because I feel like you have to have guests on a podcast, and people would be like, what do you want to talk about? And I'd have to be like, you're going to have to bring it, because I don't know.
Everybody, you can do that.
Yeah, what do you want to talk about? You came to my house. You're on my podcast.
Why don't you just bring your phone here and then record a voice memo and then repurpose this conversation? That's your podcast.
Perfect.
I don't think Viacom would be stoked on it, but...
Yeah, but they don't have money to get lawyers anymore.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? You know, what do we got left, you know? I'm sure they'll keep that.
Yeah. I was going to say.
They'll keep that.
I wanted you to just start crying at the end of that trailer.
I should have, like, splashed water or something where they couldn't go back from it, you know? We're here now.
So what's going on in Spain?
In Spain, okay.
Do you drink wine?
No, I don't really.
You stopped because it was a problem.
You know.
You got to a point where it was dark.
You
were like Jack Kerouac's final days.
This is the fun thing about when you don't really drink anymore is that a lot of people, it shows how many people thought you had a problem.
But you never did.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe I drank too much, but a lot of people were like, you finally quit.
That's rough.
And I was like, didn't... I mean, sure.
But you're still doing drugs.
I'm doing hard.
Cocaine and all that stuff.
I do the
ecstasy,
hardest drugs.
Ecstasy, yeah.
Only needle drugs.
Yo,
wow. Yeah.
And not just heroin. Steroids, Ozempic.
Oh, yeah.
Shit, whatever you got. If it's in a needle, boom.
I've been doing so many steroids. My dick is huge. My balls, teeny tiny.
Teeny tiny.
These guys are marbles.
I do Pfizer and Moderna recreationally.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't want it to stop.
Yeah.
I just wanted it to keep going.
Gonna be on the cusp of COVID all the time.
Yeah.
It's great.
COVID edging. That's what they call it.
Yeah. And kids, you can do that too. Where's my camera? Just my fingers in there. Okay.
You can edge? Are you encouraging kids to edge? Is that what that was? That what? I want my name taken off the show. And my face blurred. I'm not signing the release. No, sorry.
That's coming from a guy who has a book called Dumb Ideas.
What you wanted? Is that good?
You're great.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory 5-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
That's our show for tonight. But before we go, World Central Kitchen is the first to the front lines providing meals in response to humanitarian, climate, and community crises. Most recently, they have relief teams feeding families in Gaza, Israel, Egypt, and Lebanon. If you can, please support this amazing organization in their work at the link below.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.